Now, the rest of the story. Anyone around who remembers track star Bill Hellyer? He had a stroke last August, 1987. In case you hadn't heard, I thought you'd ought to. He was visiting his sister's home in Peoria, Illinois, sleeping in the spare bedroom. 3 o'clock in the morning, he awakened, scarcely able to move. Bill panicked and struggled to get out of bed, rolled to the floor, and crawled. He made it to the adjoining living room and called out for help. His sister found him thrashing on the floor. She hurried to his side and asked what was wrong, but Bill was talking gibberish, was unable to communicate. At first, his sister suspected an allergic reaction to something, perhaps to some medication Bill had taken. She slapped him, trying to make him coherent, but Bill did not respond. So she rushed him to nearby Methodist Hospital, where doctors administered tests, and the results were conclusive. Bill had suffered a stroke. I'm going to say that a second time for a reason. Bill had suffered a stroke. While specialists contemplated the effects of such a trauma on someone Bill's age, his family prayed. Recovery would be slow at best, medical experts said. All the while, Bill's right side remained paralyzed, and communication was utterly impossible. We know now that he was fully conscious. He was fully aware of what was happening. He simply could not express it or anything else. The culprit, it was determined, had been a bacterium which had entered Bill's bloodstream through the bowel and had caused a blood clot in his heart, which then had traveled to his brain. Had it not been for Bill's heart murmur, the clot might never have formed. So, the situation was grim. But with the same tenacity which had marked his athletic career, Bill Hellyer fought back. They called in 10 different specialists. They called in a hematologist for his infection, a neurologist for his stroke, and a rehabilitation therapist, and so on. And after only 5 days, Bill was able to move his right leg. Oh, it was a slight movement, to be sure, but a significant one. After 2 weeks, Bill was able to walk with assistance. And only 4 weeks after the stroke that could have killed him, Bill Hellyer was walking on his own. And after 10 weeks, Bill's therapy was over. In a recuperation which doctors call absolutely amazing, Hellyer returned to a normal life, talking normally, walking normally, and even running. But not normally. Oh no, far better than that. Running as only Bill Hellyer can run. For he's on the track again, and he's planning to compete again, and he will win again. For Bill Hellyer's stroke of last August 22 occurred the night before a 5-kilometer race in Peoria. His stroke occurred the night before the race, which the Class A state track finalist was expected to win as a representative of his hometown Lewistown, where he was a high school senior. A high school senior, utterly unlikely candidate for a stroke. Age 17. A stroke at 17? A stroke at 17. And now you know the rest of the story.